You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Debbie. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I am.
All right. May I have your first name?
David.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
David.
Can you spell it for me? It's echoing for some reason.
Oh, because I got you on speaker. Hang on, let me fix that.
Okay.
David, D-A-V-I-D.
Okay, thank you. And your last name?
King, K-I-N-G.
And a good telephone number to reach you, Mr. King, in case we get disconnected.
503-791-5367.
Thank you. Would you like to get a text message update letting you know when they'll be arriving to assist you?
Yes, please.
Okay. I just need to inform you message and data rates may apply. And do you have your policy number?
I do. It is AZAP00000008074.
How many zeros between the P and the 8?
1, 2, 3, 6 of them.
6, okay. All right. And what is the last 6 digits of the VIN number of the car you're calling about?
055140.
All right. Just one moment.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to read this back policy number back to you. So it's AZAP. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 zeros, 8, 7, 0, 4. Is that right?
8074. 8074. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about?
2008 Camry Hybrid.
Okay. And what color is it?
It's kind of a bronzy silver.
Okay. And what's wrong with it?
I have 2 flat tires.
Oh, boy. Not just one.
Yeah, and it hit the sidewall. I mean, I pulled out my little pump to pump it back up, and then I hear a hiss, and I look in the back, and it's going too.
Oh, my gosh. You must have hit something
in the road.
It's got
the front one replaced. It is, especially since I'm supposed to go train to work the election.
Oh, my.
This morning.
Okay. Which
so, like,
two?
I'm on my way for a 50-month, huh?
What? Which 2 tires is it?
Driver's side, front and back.
Okay.
I must have hit something, but it hit my sidewall. And all our mesquites are putting their spines out, so I don't know who I got, but they got me.
They sure did, didn't they?
Well, we got trees out here that have spines on them bigger than darning needles, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're called mesquites. You can actually strip off a needle and get enough bark on it. You can sew with them.
Oh, really?
You get pricked by them. They got this powder on the end that makes you bleed forever.
Oh, my gosh.
But I got 1 donut and 2 bad tires, so I'm SOL at this moment.
I guess we're going to have to hook you up with a tow.
Yeah, and I guess we have to go to Sierra Vista so that we can go to the tire place and they can fix them because they're all guaranteed.
Okay.
I get a brand new tire when I walk into the tire station. It's just they're 70 miles away.
I gotcha. Okay. And as far as the car goes, it'll start, it'll shift into neutral, all that, right?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. Okay. She's fine.
Is she all-wheel drive?
You know, I got four. No, she's front-wheel drive.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we can do. And
yeah, she's
there.
A good little car. I mean, 200 miles of travel cost me a whole $20, even with the high gas prices.
Hey, you can't beat that.
No.
Not
at
all.
Good little car.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the tires are on a whole nother scale, I guess. Where are you now?
Yeah, you don't get too far with only 2 out of 4.
No, you don't. Are you at your home address?
No, I'm actually in front of Ash Creek Elementary School on Highway 181 at mile marker 42.
Okay, so it's, what is the name of the school?
Ash Creek Elementary School.
Okay. Is that in Pierce?
It's actually in Sunny Zona, but Pierce is our zip code area. The Pierce post office is like 12 miles from here. But we're super rural.
Yeah, because I put in Ash Creek Elementary School, and it comes up. Ash Creek Elementary District.
It'll have a Pierce zip code.
Yeah, and it doesn't even bring me anything
just
up.
Like I do. Okay, it's Highway 181, mile marker 42.
Okay. Mile marker 482.
Damn it. Mile marker, Highway 181, mile marker 42.
42, okay.
And I'm well off the street. They've got a wide parking lot, and I'm parked cockeyed, but I'm well off the street.
Well, that's good.
That's about 3 weeks ago. They just replaced the front one.
The front tire?
And it was a slow leak, but this is a quick leak.
It's not giving you any chances whatsoever, huh?
No, I got a little electric pump to fill up the tire, and it was having trouble holding it at 10 pounds. It was leaking that fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, they're flat now in the time it took to call you.
Yeah, it definitely is. Okay, now.
As the old
hover
in the song used to say, well, it's only flat on the bottom. What's wrong
daddy,
with that?
My daddy always said that it's only flat on the bottom. Oh my gosh. Now, where do you want to go?
I think I'm going to have to go to Discount Tire in Sierra Vista because that's the only one who can fix it because I've got them guaranteed. For $20, I get a brand new tire.
Hey.
So for $40, I'm retired the whole way around, you know?
Yeah. Is that East Fry Boulevard in Sierra Vista?
It sure is. It sure is.
All right.
They are not going to be happy to see me.
Okay.
Well, like I said, they just did this like 2-3 weeks ago, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But I live
now,
in the mesquite country, so I definitely buy the insurance.
Yeah, you need to. Okay, here's the deal.
Yes, miss.
You're going 71 miles. You're only covered for 15.
Yep.
So that you will
oh,
have
boy.
To pay out of pocket for the rest.
Okay, well, that's life. There isn't a gas station within 15 miles that can fix a tire here.
Oh, there's not? Oh,
period.
Boy.
the nearest one is 23 miles away, and he doesn't specialize in tires. You'd have to call the tire guy to deliver him something.
Oh, so, yeah, that's... You're right back where you started.
So,
then,
either
you?
Way, you know. But
okay.
It gets me on that, and we'll figure out the mileage. I've got cards in my pocket. We'll take care of it.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'll do is go to work on getting you a quote, and then we can get you taken care of. Does that sound
good?
Yeah,
well, mileage is what? Yeah, yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you want to hold, or you want me to call you back with a quote?
Whichever you like. If it's quick, I'll hold. If it's not, I'm going to have to make sure my phone stays charged. Because there ain't
kinda...
no electricity out here.
No. All right. I'll call you back and give you a quote, because that way I don't want your phone to go dead, so we don't, there's no sense.
Yeah, I'm not worried about a quote of how much extra they're going to charge me for mileage, you know. I know it's probably going to be a $100 bill.
It's probably going to be more than that at 71 miles. But let me find out, get you a price, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you in just a few minutes, and I'm going to call you back at 503-791-5367. Correct?
Yes, please. Yes,
okay.
Please.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.